A new round of sanctions on Russia, but will they make a difference? From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. We're following news this morning about a new round of Obama administration sanctions on Russia. The sanctions, as well as expulsions of dozens of Russians from the U.S., come as a response to U.S. allegations of Russian hacking that impacted the presidential election. Joining me with more on this is Olga Ivshina with the BBC's Russian service. Good morning.
Morning.
What are these sanctions exactly, and how are they different from the ones already in place?
There are sanctions in place from 2014 on. Those sanctions were mainly economic, and these new sanctions are related to Russian activities, to alleged Russian involvement, to hacking attempts in the United States. And also, as mentioned, they are related to the fact that U.S. diplomats were abused in Russia for a number of years. So this new extended sanction list actually includes just a few more individuals. Most of them relate to Russian military intelligence agency known as GRU, and also Federal Security Service, so the main Russian security agency on the list. So I would say they are more symbolic, you know, because they relate to Russian security bodies, which weren't heavily involved in any cooperation with the United States, as far as we know.
So because it focuses on these intelligence agencies, it doesn't necessarily carry the same kind of economic impact with Russian business interests?
Yes, you're exactly right. So I think it won't impose any additional problems on Russia because, as I was said, you know, those security bodies don't cooperate much with the United States, and it doesn't affect Russian budget or anything like this. But those sanctions, which are in place from 2014, had really, really significant effect on Russian economy. So many Russian banks were struggling. Russian oil industry was struggling because they were not allowed to use foreign bits of technology. And so they had to cut some cooperation programs which were in place. Now, so unlike those sanctions, these new ones won't be that influential.
President-elect Trump has said he wanted to have a better relationship with Russia than the Obama administration. Given these new developments, how do Russians expect things will change now?
Well, there is a lot of expectation in the air, but, you know, honestly, there is also a lot of confusion because Mr. Trump is sending quite mixed messages. So there is a lot of expectation, but not much clarity of what's going to happen after the 20th of January. And I think everyone, both ordinary Russians and Russian officials, are waiting and they are building different plans. And plan A is that if everything goes well and Mr. Trump is really going to shift relations with Russia, but plan B, which I think is also considered, that not much is going to change.
Olga Ivshina is with the BBC's Russian service. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, let's do the numbers. Asian markets closed mixed, with the Nikkei down 30 points, about a tenth of a percent. The Shanghai Composite Index closed up about 0.2%. European markets are up right now. The FTSE in London up about, European markets are down right now. The FTSE in London is down 0.4% this morning. U.S. futures are up, with Dow futures up about a tenth of a percent, 32 points. S&P futures are up 4.5 points. Oil futures also up, with crude trading at $53.83 a barrel.
Marketplace is a nonprofit service supported by you, the people we serve each and every day with news about money, jobs, innovation in all of their forms. I'm here to ask if you could make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. If you could donate at marketplace.org by December 31st.
The coming Trump administration has a long list of planned policy changes. This morning, we thought we'd have a look at one area in particular, what a Trump presidency means for U.S. strategies in space. Joining me to talk about this is Marcia Smith. She's the founder and editor of spacepolicyonline.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
So in a couple of weeks, we'll have a new president. What sorts of changes can we expect in U.S. space policy during a Trump administration?
In terms of NASA programs, the biggest concern is that he is going to remove NASA's responsibilities for doing Earth science satellites related to climate change research. There have been some comments by advisors to him that that's one of their plans, and that's what the community is worried about most right now.
The private side of the space industry has grown dramatically under President Obama. What do we know so far about President-elect Trump's plans for the balance between the private sector and the government in this area?
Well, I think that there is widespread support, at least philosophically, in both Republican and Democratic camps for private sector initiatives and for NASA to continue to pursue the public-private partnerships that it's become known for in terms of supplying the space station with cargo right now and eventually for crew. The outstanding question is whether or not anyone in the government is willing to become reliant on the private sector for doing some of these things. For example, there's a big debate over whether NASA should continue to build its big rocket, the Space Launch System, or to rely on a private company like SpaceX, which talks about building its Falcon Heavy rocket, and to use that to pursue human exploration beyond low Earth orbit.
Both Donald Trump and the GOP, which now controls Congress, have talked a lot about reducing government spending, and most space programs come with a B for billion attached. What do we know about the future plans for spending on NASA and other space-related programs?
Well, we really don't know anything. That's the honest answer. And you can have a president like President Obama, who was very supportive of the space program during his campaign and throughout his presidency has expressed support for space exploration and space science. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of formulating budgets, especially the stay within budget caps, it's very difficult to make those trade-offs as to where to put whatever government money there's going to be.
Marcia Smith is the founder and editor of SpacePolicyOnline.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. And I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.